Michelle Franzen. Tonight's State of the Union address now just a few hours away. President Biden will touch on the challenges dividing the nation from abortion and immigration to Ukraine funding and the Israel-Hamas war. With a ceasefire and hostage release deal stalled, the U.S. now shifting to deliver aid to Gaza by air and soon by sea.
President Biden tonight will announce an emergency military mission to construct a port in the Mediterranean Sea on the coast of Gaza in order to get more humanitarian assistance into the region. A senior White House official says the port will be able to receive large ships carrying food, water, medicine, and temporary shelters. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Sweden's prime minister will be a guest at the State of the Union address, marking Sweden's acceptance as the newest NATO member. Uvalde's City Council releasing its findings today of an independent investigation into the police response of the Robb Elementary mass shooting in 2022. That report finding multiple failures in the communication of officers. This is ABC News.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An appeals court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. Republicans are slamming Vice President Kamala Harris after yesterday's Wisconsin visit. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming.
The very same working people that she was standing in front of have been the most punished under this administration. That is demonstrably true.
Harris was in Madison to talk about apprenticeships in the trades and infrastructure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS-WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two of the four inmates found dead at the Waupun State Prison since June died of a drug overdose and a stroke. Tyshon Lemons and Cameron Williams died in October. Medical examiners are still investigating two other deaths at the prison. Some inmates sued the corrections department last fall over what they call grossly inadequate health care. Seymour Community Schools are asking voters to approve a referendum for $15 million in additional operational funds over the revenue limit during the April 2nd election. District Administrator Kelly Bond says the additional money would help the school meet its operational budget without increasing the tax rates. Declining enrollment and inflation are causing many Wisconsin school districts to consolidate schools or to go to referendum. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale at WISS WGBW News.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Double duty for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In Arizona, the Brewers had a split doubleheader, half the team playing the Cleveland Guardians in a 3-3 tie. Backup catcher Eric Haas playing well, the other half losing to the Reds 2-0. Hockey, two Badgers players, forward Kirsten Sims and defender Caroline Harvey, rewarded as the best at their positions by the Women's Collegiate Hockey Association, the Badgers women's team in Minnesota this weekend for the final faceoff tournament. NBA, the Bucks losing to Golden State by 35 points, 125-90. Giannis after the game.
Okay, you know, it's one game. I think we've played 6.5 great games. Got to go to the next one. Hopefully we can be locked in, play better.
Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn, 74-67 in the front row at Fiserv Forum was Packers head coach Matt LaFleur and the Bears' Matt Eberflus. Whenever they put LaFleur's face up on the scoreboard, the fans cheered, and every time they showed Eberflus, the crowd booed. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with some rain possible late and lows in the upper 30s. Cloudy and cooler tomorrow with on and off showers and highs in the low 40s. Some showers, maybe even a snow shower into early Saturday, then some clearing and low 40s for the afternoon. Sun in mid-40s Sunday. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey, it's John Minor on Friday Show. Eric Rathsack joins us for some live music after 8. Minor the Mayor, morning 6 till 9 on WISS and WGBW.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday happy hour. I'll be entirely happy when our pal Jim Santel joins. I hear you screwed it up. Dominic!
Dominic! It was me! It was all me. Sorry, Jim. I did send you the new link. Once you get to it, Jim Santel, our friend, former U.S. attorney, will join us here in a few minutes. That's all on me. State, you never give me any responsibility other than like turning the mics on.
State of the Union Thursday edition. Almost said State of the State. You know, I was once a fine guest at a State of the State address. Tom, did I ever tell you that? This was
where?
Wisconsin.
Where, Wisconsin? Yeah.
Where do you think I was getting invited?
Well, I know you lived down south for a while, and I know you're a little Huber for a while. I mean, I know what your circumstances were.
Yes, they brought me in from day jail to sit at the State of the State address. This predates, this might shock you, this okay. predates Tony Evers. I have not been to a State of the State as the guest of Tony, and it predates the wanker, because I don't care if I walked on water and saved kids from a burning building, wanker wasn't going to invite me.
Never, no.
But under Jim Doyle. I was there, Jim Doyle, the autism mandate, and I wasn't always a big fan, but Jim Doyle used some of his political capital pushing through the autism mandate that affected my family greatly, and he put me in his gallery. And my only regret, Dom, I wasn't wearing a suit. I was wearing like a turtleneck, no ball cap. You know, it's like a weird look for me. It wasn't a normal day. And so, like, I'm up there, and I'm like, hi. You know, because they bring attention to you at some point. They point at you and like, hey, look at that door knob.
Right.
At least when you're there as the governor.
Well, you know,